Have you ever wondered, what is my purpose in life? This question has been around for ages. Even back in ancient times, philosophers like Aristotle were pondering life's purpose. In today's busy world, where we're pulled in different directions, finding our life's purpose feels more important than ever. Many people go through life just reacting to things instead of taking charge and figuring out what truly matters to them. Sometimes, even if they think they know their purpose, they confuse it with short-term goals. Others really want to find meaning but don't know how. Why are you searching for your life's purpose? People like to grow and improve. It's a natural thing. We feel fulfilled when we're getting better in some way. Growth is like a magnet for us. But when we stop growing, we start feeling bad, anxious, scared, and even envious of others. We start wanting things like money, status, and power, thinking they'll make us happy, but they won't. Goals, like buying a house or getting a good job, are important, but purpose takes things even higher. Goals can give us a sense of achievement, but purpose makes us truly fulfilled. And feeling fulfilled isn't just a luxury, it's something we really need. Two things that stop us from finding our purpose. There are two big things that get in the way of finding our true purpose. One, wanting to be certain. We like things to be stable and predictable. We stay in our comfort zones to avoid getting anxious or hurt. But staying comfortable also keeps us from growing and finding our purpose. Two, believing limiting thoughts. Sometimes we tell ourselves stories about who we are, and these stories can hold us back. If we think we're not good enough, we'll be scared to try new things. But believing we can change our lives helps us find purpose. Why knowing your purpose is important? Research shows that knowing your purpose can help you live longer. People who feel their life has meaning tend to live longer and have fewer heart problems. It's also linked to happiness and fulfillment. Goals might not help you find your life's purpose, but knowing your purpose can help you achieve your goals. When you know your purpose, you feel clear and passionate. You stop worrying about the past and the future, and you start living in the present. How to find your purpose? One, look inside. The answer to what is my purpose is inside you. Don't listen too much to what others say. You have what it takes. Limiting beliefs are what hold you back, but you can change them. Two, focus on purpose, not just goals. Goals are good, but they should be connected to your purpose. Ask yourself, how will this help me feel more fulfilled? Keep your purpose in mind while setting goals. Three, appreciate what you have. Seeing the good in your life helps you find purpose. When you focus on what you have, you attract positive things. You feel less scared and more joyful. Four, take control. Design your own life. Don't let fear or others control you. Responsibility for finding your purpose is yours, not someone else's.
You see, we were gifted with these higher faculties. We're God's highest form of creation. We were created in God's image. We were given creative faculties to use. And you know, they're only used by 2 or 3% of the population. It's almost inconceivable that people would wander around with so much power and potential and squander it. See, the average person literally tiptoes through life, hoping they make it safely to death. It's such a shame, and it doesn't have to be that way. Think we have giant corporations and little wee creative departments. The primary reason for that is the average individual really does not believe that they're creative. Everyone's creative, And no one is more creative than another. It's just that some have chosen to use their creative faculties to a greater degree than others. Imagination, your imagination. What do you want? How do you really want to live? Build the picture in your mind. There's a power that is flowing to and through you. A creative, unadulterated power.
And I suggest to you, one, work on yourself. To me, I think there are three pillars of what's required in order to carve out your place in this global economy. There are many steps, but there are three that I think it's indispensable. One is working on your mind. Be ye not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The second is having a mindset and willing to discipline yourself, make the sacrifice to engage in ongoing self-study for self-growth and development, developing your communication skills. I can hear Mr. Washburn now say, Mr. Brown, develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. Nelson Mandela said, if you speak from your mind, you speak in a language that a man can understand. But when you speak from your heart, you speak in his language. And so my goal in teaching people how to create mass appeal, how to change lives, that you have to change yourself. It starts with you. And then you begin to see from your experience how you can begin to impact and influence others and be a voice of change. And that ability really will allow you to carve out a place for yourself in the marketplace. And the methods and the techniques, the simplicity of how you language what you say. Einstein said that genius is the capacity to take the complicated and make it simple.
This is so simple, I don't want you to miss it. Most people don't lead their life, they accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy. And you heard me say in a moment, everything worthwhile is uphill. The reason I want you to understand that is, to go uphill, you have to be intentional. Nobody ever went uphill by accident. You've never read a book on accidental achievements. You have to be intentional with what you do and who you are. If you really want to be transformed, you have to live an intentional life.
The question I have for you right now is just a simple one. What is your purpose in life? Now, simple question, hard to answer. You see, you were created for a purpose. The challenge that you and I have is to find that purpose. Because once we find, as Simon Sinek would say, the why in our life, all of a sudden, we begin to expand and grow and have fulfillment, and just we begin to develop like we have never developed before once we find our purpose. So how do we do that? We ask ourselves two questions. What am I passionate about? And what am I good at? If you can answer those two questions, if you can find out what you are passionate about, what you really love, and then you can find and realize that you have a skill set that will allow you to do what you really love, once you can put those two together, you found your purpose.
You may start out doing something that is not the thing you were created to do. It may only be the thing that leads to the thing you were created to do. Don't stop at where you are as if it were the destination, when in fact, in reality, it may be the transportation that brings you into that thing you were created to do. We do have a purpose. We may not be perfect people. We may not have perfect situations, but we are still significant nonetheless. And we have been blessed with a rich body of emotions. We have emotions. We have feelings. And when we use them properly, they are very effective in motivating you toward your destiny. I want you to be clear and understanding that purpose and passion are interconnected. Unfortunately, we live in a crazy world that we're busy all the time, and we are losing touch with who we are, our inner sense of passion. But it is your passion that empowers you to be able to do that thing you were created to do.
Do you ever find yourself wanting more? As human beings, we crave growth, so we set and achieve goals of more money, more possessions, or more power, yet we still find ourselves feeling stuck. We plateau. We feel uninspired, even bored. Because while we've mastered the physical realm, what we really crave is true fulfillment, more meaning, more purpose. All of life's challenges are opportunities in disguise. When you feel stuck in a rut, it is actually the perfect opportunity to renew yourself. It's your chance to realize that. We grow so that we can give. Self-renewal is an essential part of our spiritual wellness. Just as we need to grow in our relationships and our careers, we need to grow as human beings. By learning how to renew yourself, you'll be able to continuously reconnect with your purpose in life, reignite your passion, and rediscover your true spirit. Learning how to renew your life isn't always easy, but it is always worth it. Give yourself a timeout. Many Americans are working more than ever. The rat race remains glorified, and finding the time can be the most difficult part of how to renew yourself emotionally. Allow yourself to unplug. Allow yourself to prioritize your own spiritual and mental well-being. Let the process of self-renewal begin with giving yourself permission to fully pursue it. Self-awareness is key to everything we do in life. We cannot set goals, make plans, or ever find fulfillment if we don't know what it is we truly want. To discover this, we must stop being blinded by our own subjective emotions and begin to see ourselves for who and what we really are. That is self-awareness, and it is the ultimate power. Part of improving our self-awareness is to recognize and admit when we are living according to a blueprint that has been set for us rather than one that follows what we really want. Ultimately, learning how to renew yourself means recognizing that the nice house, the fancy car, and the expensive suit won't bring you fulfillment unless there is a purpose behind it. Your purpose is what drives you. It's what gives your life meaning. And you cannot know how to renew your life if you don't know your purpose. People are not lazy. They simply have impotent goals. That is, goals that do not inspire them. Connecting your goals to your purpose is what will get you out of bed every morning with energy and vitality, ready to tackle the tasks at hand. People live in patterns. Patterns serve an important purpose, but they also can be one of the things that keep us from achieving our goals. We get stuck in the same habits. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. Only when you recognize and break your patterns can you discover how to renew yourself emotionally. One way to break your patterns is to examine what you believe about yourself. It's harder than it seems. We often know what we think of others and of outside events, but we're less likely to listen to our own self-talk. It's harder to identify our own limiting beliefs. Yet these beliefs are what hold us back from achieving our dreams. You become what you believe. Unless you believe that you can become the best version of yourself, you never will. Success is processional. It's the result of a series of small disciplines. Success lies in the small choices we make every day. It means creating an empowering morning ritual like priming or yoga. It means feeding your body the right fuel and feeding your mind the right information. To create a massive shift in how to renew your life, you must first eliminate bad habits and replace them with empowering ones. We've all heard the phrase, you are who you hang out with, or who you spend time with is who you become. To renew yourself, sometimes you must renew your social group. You must choose to surround yourself with people who will lift you up, not bring you down. Once you raise your standards, you'll level up your achievement in life. No matter where you are in life, the power of gratitude is key to how to renew yourself. Adopting an abundance mindset will transform the way you see the world. It will allow you to escape your scarcity mindset and approach life from a place of emotional and spiritual wealth. You can start a gratitude journal, learn how to practice mindfulness, or train your mind to pair any negative thought with a positive one. A true attitude of gratitude makes us feel renewed every moment of every day. There is a shortcut to how to renew yourself. Get out of your comfort zone. Interact with people you wouldn't normally interact with. Learn a new language or instrument. Go skydiving or take a hot air balloon ride. The only way to overcome your fears and your limiting beliefs is to face them, starting right now.